And it's a great word, grace. You know, we use that word a lot of times in songs that we sing, but I think it'd be good for us to talk about what it really means today. And really, to understand the word grace, you kind of got to understand some other words first.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, I want to tell a little story of myself that kind of illustrates what grace is.
This would be good.
Yeah, yeah. So, when I first started attending a church years and years ago, there was a guy who was sharing that he was finishing his basement, and he was looking for help. And I said, sure.
Yeah, help people out.
Yeah, I'll help out. I'll help out. So I go over to his house, and he's got a whole stack of 2x4s, you know, what you put up that you build the walls with. And he says, okay, Lowell, here's what I want you to do. I want you to cut those at 92 5/8 inches.
Not a problem.
Yep. So I start cutting. I start cutting. And I'm cutting fast. I mean, I'm just cutting away and just
you're
so proud of myself.
You're thinking to yourself, I'm doing so good right now.
He is so impressed. So I cut all the boards. Probably, I don't know, a pile of 20 of them or so. And the guy comes over and he looks at him and he says, Lowell, what are you cutting these at? And I said, like you said, 82 5/8. He stopped and he looked at me. He said, I said 92 5/8. He measured them, and there before him laid 22x4s, 10 inches too short.
You can go to that house right now, but you have to, like, lean down really low to get into that room.
All those boards. There's nothing you could do. I mean, if I'd cut them too long, we could cut them again.
Oh, man.
But you can't add the length back on.
Oh, man.
So you know what he did?
What did you do?
Well, I was nervous. I thought he's going to go ballistic.
Oh my goodness.
I was 22 years old. He's like 42. I thought,
oh, yeah,
this is my dad. He's going to yell at me.
Yeah.
But he didn't. It would have been fair if he would have just let
totally.
Me have it.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you're in a situation like that, it's stressful. You
want
to get
stuff
done. Yeah, I mean,
yes.
If he lost his temper, lost his cool, or raised his voice or something, yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't do that. Hmm. And he did more than just not do that. He could have just said, that's okay. I forgive you. He could have done that, but that's not what he did. He walked over. He put his arm around me. He goes, Lowell, that's all right. We all make mistakes. Now, that was grace.
That sure was.
That was grace. And it meant the world to me. And, you know, honestly, that man had such an impact on me. And that was a very significant event.
Mm-hmm.
So that's grace. So let's just walk through this. Justice is when we get what we deserve. So that's my first word for today,
right.
Justice.
We need to understand three words, really, two words to understand grace fully.
That's
one
exactly
would be
right.
Justice. So
yes.
Tell us about justice.
Okay, justice is when we get what we deserve. It would have been justice for him to say, Lowell, you ruined those boards, you have to pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been just.
Mm-hmm.
The next word, so first you have justice, then you have mercy. Now, mercy is not getting what we deserve. So justice is getting what we deserve. Mercy is not getting what we deserve.
Right.
So that's when he doesn't charge me. He doesn't say,
right,
I'm not going to make you pay for those. He could have just said, we'll forget about it.
Yeah.
That would have been merciful. But when he put his arm out and patted me on the back and said, that's all right. We all make mistakes. He was giving me something I didn't deserve. And that's what grace is. It's getting what you don't deserve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So justice, getting what we deserve. Mercy, not getting what we deserve. Grace, getting what we don't deserve. And that song talked about amazing grace.
It sure did. You know, that story of grace that you just shared reminds me of a story that happened a long time ago. There were five guys, and they were committed to Jesus, and they decided they were going to be missionaries across the world.
Hmm.
So they went down to a place called Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bunch of guys. I hope I can remember their names. Nate Saint, Jim Elliott, Pete Fleming, Ed McCullough, and Roger Udarian. I think that's the
You nailed it. Guys, good job.
Those guys' names. But some of those guys had really young wives, like newlyweds or new babies.
Brand new babies.
Brand new babies. And they go and minister to this tribe in this country, Ecuador.
The Aka Indians.
The Akas. And they go and they minister to them. They give them gifts. They arrange a meeting. And they meet on the sandbar. And the Aka Indians come out. And these five guys come forward. And they're ready to actually have an official meeting. And as the five men give gifts, the Akas return that with spears. And they kill all five of these guys.
There on the beach.
And I remember the ladies were listening, waiting for a response on the radio, and nothing came. It took them days to walk through the jungle to get out to that one sandbar because they landed by plane. And you know what? I think about this one lady, Elizabeth Elliott, Jim's wife. And I think to myself, how would I feel if my spouse was killed like that, trying to be nice and kind to somebody? What would you do?
Well, let's think about that. What would justice be? Response be?
What would justice look like? Justice would look like, I don't know, dropping a bomb on those people.
The United States Army invading and killing them. That would be just.
Or finding the people that did it and bringing them to justice, bringing them to having them be responsible for committing that murder.
Okay, what about mercy?
Mercy would be, let's just think about if it was Elizabeth Elliott. She's there. Mercy would be, she just says, throws her hands up and says, I'm just letting it go.
I'm going back to America.
I'm going back to the United States. But what would grace look like? Well, this is what Elizabeth Elliott did. She spent the next 2 years learning the language of the Aka Indians. Now, her daughter at the time was 10 months old when Jim was killed. And then she goes and she moves in to the village right beside the men that killed her husband.
With the very men who did that. She lived with them and lived right there in that community.
It took her 2 years to learn the language. She had a 10-month-old. Now it's a 3-year-old baby. And she takes and she sits down and she spends all this time. And you know what she does? She's graceful to them. She's gracious to them.
That's grace.
And she gives them the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That whole tribe accepted Christ our Savior. So much so, they didn't even want to be called the Aka anymore. They're now the Waldani. They totally changed their name, who they were.
You know, and what we need to feel in that is we should be shocked by a display of grace. We're not sharing these stories to really say to you, now go and do likewise. But we want to share this with you to challenge you with the truth that God has shown his grace to us. And grace doesn't really make sense. Justice makes sense. Justice is right. Justice is what we should expect and what we want. Mm. But God offered grace.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bible, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, listen to what Paul writes. Paul writes, I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man. He was a murderer. Paul killed Christians. Said, I was a violent man, but I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. It's important for us to understand the amazing nature of grace because it blows our mind. It doesn't really compute that God would lay down his life for sinful people. Hell is justice. It'd be very just.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For God just to send man to hell for eternity for our sins. Mm-hmm. Annihilation would be merciful.
Right, right.
If God just said, you're a sinner, when you die, you go in the ground and stay there.
And you're done.
That would be mercy. But that's not what he did. Paul says he poured out on him abundant grace along with faith and love that are in Christ. Now that is amazing grace.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is.
You know, when you stop and think about how we were the ones, take the illustration. we were the ones with the spears. We were the ones that cut short. We fell short. We are the ones that brought that punishment upon God's own Son. And you know what God does instead of bringing condemnation on us? He lays it on His Son. And then He pours grace on us.
Mm-hmm.
Then He gives us so many spiritual blessings.
He calls us His Son. He calls us His children.
And He gives us the right as full heirs.
Mm-hmm. You know, this allows us to worship the Lord and to be intimate with Him in a really significant way. When we understand what grace means and the nature of it, that it's amazing that God has shown His love to us like this, it really allows us to worship Him and to experience that closeness with God that we're designed for. We want your worship, we want your relationship with the Lord to be informed by what grace means.
Mm-hmm.
And that song we were singing at the start?
Mm-hmm. I'll read the words to you.
Yeah.
It says, "This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life, and you would set me free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me." Being amazed at the grace of God through His Son, Jesus.
Well, I'm Lowell.
And I'm Billy.
And we're from Center Point Bible Church, and we point others to Jesus Christ and His Word. We meet at Spring Mills Middle School on Sunday mornings at 10:45. We'd love you to come out and join us. We're all about Jesus and what He's done in our life. Mm-hmm. Have a great day.